Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisate. Member of Parliament Rajya Sabha from Naglan S. Phangnon Konyak highlighted the next-gen GST reforms as a shining example of cooperative federalism under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Finance Minister Srimati Nirmala Sitharaman. She made this remarks at the International Conference on Delimitation in India, Balancing Representation and Federal Equity, organized by the Faculty of Law, University of Delhi, at the Sir Shankar Lal Concert Hall, New Delhi, on Saturday. Ms. Konyak emphasized that these reforms were made possible through the unanimous consensus of all states in the GST Council. She also commended the Faculty of Law for organizing this timely initiative on delimitation, noting its significance in ensuring fair representation and strengthening India's federal structure. Governor of Naglan Ajay Kumar Balla undertook a two-day official visit to Wakha district, engaging in a series of activities focused on reviewing developmental projects and interacting with local stakeholders. On his arrival to the district on September 27, the governor made a brief stop at Don Bosco Higher Secondary School en route to Doyang. He then proceeded to the Doyang Hydroelectric Power Station, where he held a detailed review meeting with officials of the Northeastern Electric Power Corporation. Governor Balla commended the NIPCO team for their dedicated service to Naglan's energy sector, praised their efforts in improving operational efficiency, promoting sustainable development and ensuring reliable power supply across the region. Mr. Balla also emphasized the critical role of institutions like NIPCO in driving economic growth and enhancing the quality of life for citizens. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterated the road to making the country self-reliant lies only through buying Swadeshi. In his Man Ki Baat program on Akashvani yesterday, Prime Minister urged people to celebrate upcoming festive season with Swadeshi products and make vocal for local their mantras. Prime Minister Modi stated that during the last 11 years, the country's attraction towards khadi has increased significantly.
बीते 11 साल में खादी के प्रति देश के लोगों का आकर्षण बहुत बढ़ गया. पिछले कुछ वर्षों में खादी की बिक्री में बहुत तेजी देखी. मैं आप सभी से आग्रह करता हूं कि 2 अक्टूबर को कोई न कोई खादी प्रोडक्ट जरूर खरीद. गर्व से कहें ये स्वदेशी है. इसे सोशल मीडिया पर हैशटैग वोकल फॉर लोकल के साथ शेयर भी करें.
In a major relief to households, the government has taken an important step to ease the burden on the common man by lowering the GST on childcare products. Under the next generation GST reforms, the tax raids on many essential childcare products such as feeding bottles, napkins and napkin liners for babies have been reduced from 12% to 5%. Similarly, to support early childhood health and promote better hygiene, the government has completely exempted the taxes on ultra-high temperature milk. Along with this, the GST on thermometers have also been slashed to 5% from the previously taxed 18%. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has revolutionized infrastructure development through the PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan.
Under Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India's infrastructure landscape is undergoing remarkable transformation. At the heart of this lies the PM Gati Shakti initiative, a master plan that is breaking silos, speeding execution and turning India's growth vision into a reality. According to PM Modi, the Gati Shakti is an expansion of holistic governance.
PM Gati Shakti Master Plan सरकारी प्रोसेस और उससे जुड़े अलग-अलग स्टेकहोल्डर्स को तो एक साथ लाता ही है. ये ट्रांसपोर्टेशन के अलग-अलग बोर्ड्स को आपस में जोड़ने में भी मदद करता है. ये होलिस्टिक गवर्नेंस का विस्तार है.
Launched in 2021, PM Gati Shakti is a national master plan that integrates infrastructure development by bringing together various ministries, departments for a coordinated and seamless project execution. For the first time, 57 ministries and 36 states and union territories are working together on a single digital platform, integrating more than 1,700 data layers. As Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, from railways to highways, ports to airports, India's rapidly expanding infra network is boosting ease of living and enhancing prosperity.
Naglen is all set to host the UTT 28 Inter-District and State Table Tennis Championship from tomorrow at the Kohima Indoor Table Tennis Stadium. Organized by the Naglen Table Tennis Association, the three-day event will witness sporting stars, enthusiasts and veterans masters from across 13 districts competing for the prestigious team championship title, along with titles in various other categories. Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs K.G. Kenye will grace the opening ceremony as the special guest. And the India Meteorological Department has predicted that Naglen, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura are expected to experience heavy rainfall over the next 2 to 3 days. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.